Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. The dagger. LA. West Coast. All day. Tired of the bullshit. The bitches. The haters. All of them, you know what I mean? All y'all motherfuckers. Let's keep it going. Yeah. On to the next one. Hey baby, how you doing? Let me holla at you real quick. Hope you're a real chick, tired of the dumb bitch talking crazy shit, playing games with a real G. Niggas just hate y'all, bitches try to kill me. Been in love twice, it won't happen again. I already know the end, I don't wanna begin. Tell the truth from the jump, yeah, I pop pills, smoke blunt. My car don't stunt, I use DDT to buy lunch. I don't like to spend it, rather watch it stack up. If I'm in a fight, I'm by myself, no backup. I like to act, cause I'm a crazy individual. Don't copy anybody, cause I'd rather be original. Labeled as a criminal, still no felonies. I wanna be good, but the world's not letting me. Fuck that, I'm unplugged. Nothing like these other niggas up in the club. He wanna buy you a drink, I wanna know what you think. I want the number to your house, he wants your Facebook link. Spending all his money cause the nigga wanna buy you. I wanna figure out if you the one I shouldn't lie to. But are you like the Rams walking with your hand out? Titties and your ass out, always wanna stand out. If so, gotta go, hater, no, never. I can get you wet, but his money get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gotta make you sweat. Do the things you have, that it ain't back yet.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick right after the fuck.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You do it good, I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that I never did.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick right after. Hey baby, how you doing? Let me live along your neck slow. Bite you like a vampire, I may never let go. Look good, smell good, taste good, act right. No kids and a job, I think I find my new life. In my life of darkness, will you be my sunshine? Girl, it's crunch time, why you waiting for the punchline? I done played enough games and I felt enough pain. Made a life change to maintain my new campaign. Feeling like Obama cause the world thinks I'm failing. Looking for Michelle, keep finding Sarah Palin. Young, dumb, lazy, wanna have my baby. Bitch, you crazy cause you ain't this lady. If you want that kind of life, then you gotta step in game up. I'm sexy when I wake up without any makeup. Cook every other day, party every other week, my woman in the street, but you my hoe up in the bed. See, there when I sleep, cause you don't wanna leave me lonely. Good, bad, happy, sad, I'm your one and only. Tell them other niggas that the dagger got you locked down. But if you wanna walk away, then walk away right now. No need to waste time, you in or you out. Cause we don't need to be together while you figure it out. Girl, you got a good life, I wanna make it better. Lust will get you wet, true love get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gotta make you sweat. Do things you have, got it ain't that yet.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, all right, after you suck.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You do it good, I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that it ain't that yet.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, all right. Hey baby, how you doing now? I got you in the bedroom, looking so good, eyes like a cartoon. Mouth dropping so hot, it burns when I get close. Fuck it, I'ma burn, cause I want you the most. You got a nigga drooling with your pink and black lingerie. High heels, thong on, booty so jiggly. Titties sitting upright, silky smooth. Dagger, don't beg, but
please put it on.
Waiting long enough, so now it's time for some action. I got you all night, I guarantee satisfaction. Look at your reaction, don't run from it. Got you sounding like, wanna grab your stomach. Do you like it or love it, or do you want me to stop? I try to slow down, and she screamed out. She want me cause of me, not the status of a cheddar. Tell me, are you wet?
Yes.
Let me get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have, got it ain't that good.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You know what? I've had it. This sucks.
What's wrong with you?
You know what's wrong with me. When was this picture taken? 1964?
You say I don't look like my picture.
I'm saying you probably never look like this damn picture. This ain't you!
So is that all you care about is looks?
Yes!
Well, excuse me for thinking you like me for who I was on the inside.
Well, you're a liar on the inside. This whole relationship is based on a lie. An ugly lie! Why in the hell this keeps happening to me? God, what did I do to deserve this? This is payback for what? What did I do to you? Tell me.
Daddy, I believe.
Nigga, you ain't no Denzel. Hell, you ain't even no Flavor Flav.
Time after time after time. They all get along. Lock them up. Charge them with fraud.
I've been snitching on them ugly women all day. I have to give them the chair, not to keep their ugly asses. I pull that switch quick.
Hint when you hear that tag, it's the kid with the pompous swag. It's two stars in that rag when I show that flag. It's Panama, baby. Big shout to my Wopa queen, Queen V, at Bang Out Radio. I see you, lady.
West Coast Wednesdays, hump night, on Bang Out Radio, with the dagger and Queen V. This be a girl, me is so real, and you know I'm feeling freaky. So I'ma let Dagger play that song tonight.
And we gon' get freaky tonight, baby.
Ooh, yeah.
What's cracking, y'all? The Dagger, LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, West Coast Wednesday, come night. Dagger, Queen, how you feeling tonight? You good?
I'm okay, how about you?
I'm feeling actually pretty lovely right now. We're starting off the show pretty right. I already just smoked my weed because luckily I get to be inside today while I do the show. But the only bad thing about being inside is that you can't smoke weed while I'm inside. So I had to smoke my weed already. But this cranberry and vodka right here, hitting the spot straight out the gate. So, yes, hump nights. Okay, let me try to stay focused. I'm sorry. First things first, shout out to the boss lady, Topaz Lachey, because again, without her, there wouldn't be no Bang Out Radio. So thank you for starting things off and then allowing us to keep things going and keep things pushing for these independent artists out here, all right? Next, all you independent artists, keep doing what you're doing, sending in your music, all right? Rap, hip-hop, R&B, whatever it is, get it to us. We will find a place for it in rotation, all right? You can send it to me at dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, or you can send it to my co-host, Queen. Queen, let me know where they can send it.
Queen V, V-E-E, 1991@gmail.com. Again, that is Queen V, V-E-E, 1991@gmail.com.
There I go, so make sure y'all get it in. And, of course, last but not least, just anybody that takes the time out of that day to spread word about the show, to talk about the show, to support me, support Queen, support the independent artists. If you support reality, if you support just, you know, keeping it real at all times, because like I said, that's all we're here for, provide y'all real music and give y'all a place where y'all can let shit go and get shit off your chest, all right? Supposed to have a new beauty of the week tonight. Should be a good night, but this is, no, more business real quick. Shouts out to Lavish Entertainment, all right, y'all? Everybody listen up real quick, all right? Now, Lavish Entertainment, a night dedicated to showcasing and supporting all indie talent, all right? This is for basically y'all on the West Coast, or if you can get to the West Coast, all right? When is it going down? Friday, October 25th, from 9 to 2 a.m. Admission is $10 pre-sale, $15 at door, all right? Now, this is just for the event, and this is at the Stardust Club, 7634 Firestone Boulevard, Downey, California, 90241. All right, but there's also, like I said, they're taking submissions for artists. If you want to get out there and showcase your talent, get up on stage. You got a crowd. You got a fan base. You know, you want to get out here and see what's up, you got to hit my man Lavish up. Each artist will perform a 10-minute set. In between artists, and in between the artist performances, you know, they're going to be playing the top 40, you know, hip-hop, R&B will be in rotation. So, you know, it's going to be a party and performances, all right? So they're calling out all industry professionals, hip-hop heads, music lovers, artists, DJs, producers, promoters, booking agents, radio, magazines, couples, singles, networkers, whatever the fuck you ain't got shit going on, this is where you need to be at, all right? And if you want to perform at this or any other future events, you can send your music directly to my man Lavish at Lavish Entertainment. All right, the contact information too is submissions@lavishevents.com. That's submissions at lavishevents.com. All right. All right. And to cover this event, you could also hit them up at inquiries@lavishentertainment.com. All right, y'all. Make sure you check out lavishentertainment.com, twitter.com, lavish events entertainment, y'all. I'm sorry. Let me make sure I get that right. All right. The website is www.lavisheventsentertainment.com, and that's ENT. All right. And again, Twitter, Lavish Events, ENT. Facebook, Lavish Events, ENT. All right. If you just want to just hit that man up and just want to see whatever he got going on, man, inquiries@lavisheventsent.com. Oh, my first commercial. All right. Got that out the way. No offense or anything. You know what I mean? I love it. That's what I'm saying. It's good to have, you know, that's what I'm saying. Y'all want to promote? Y'all want y'all shit promoted over here? You know what I mean? I'm going to do what I can, and we're going to get it out there heard, all right? So holla at us. We'll make shit happen. So, but what I am going to do, because, it's West Coast Wednesdays. Like I said, my drink's already kicking. I'm trying to set a certain mood tonight. Now, I thought I had lost this song, but good looking out, Lady Cam sent it back to me, so this is one of the hottest ones I like right here, man. So we're about to get into it. West Coast Wednesday, something nice. Dagger, Queen, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Let's go.
Damn. Okay. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me.
I know that you're feeling my intellect. My body got your interest. And I know you want to just speed it up and get all intimate. Give me your back massage and a kiss on the cheek. Pour me a drink, sex on the beach. Fingers in my hair, stand through my feet. You like what you see with your hands on me. And that is only for my baby. Makes my day, drives me crazy. Put your lips on mine and kiss it. We got it, we get it. Together forever. Do bad times and better. No distance or fight. Put terror or shred us. See, the night is just for us. So hold my hand and cuddle up. Don't touch me hard, touch me nice. Don't do me wrong, do me right. We ain't gotta have sex just to feel the vibes. Just put your hands on me when the time arrives. Cause I'm lady like and I'm kinda shy. And I'ma put you to work like a 9 to 5.
If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me.
With the Midas touch, I promise you ain't gonna be another. See, your body heat exhausts me. It's like mind control without the thing. And I know that I got you all hot. And I know you got that gold, don't stop, but chill out. I'm in it for the villain while we blowing on the killer. Lay my head on your chest as you lay on my pillow. And another on my legs and another in the middle. Stick on me, I'll do the wiggle, just a little. Sensations tingling through my spine. Thank God, you mind soothing. How you be moving makes my back recline. Let's watch a movie. Put your arms around me, pull me closer. My head on your shoulder. Hold my hand as we grow older. This is special, talk with motion. Feel emotion, boy. Rub my skin, I smile within. Cause you are on my side. So when you wanna show the lady, she's the only lady. When you wanna show your man, he's the only baby. You like it, you love it, you need it. It's nothing, you see it, you want it. Come closer and touch it.
Thank you.
God, shifting, no swerving.
I wrote this with some pussy on my lap. Very expensive watches, watch me move across the map. Webs a wrist to a boss, accruing all his snaps. And damn, what the fuck I'm supposed to do with all these raps? Maybe I should cop a zip. Get that quarter pound fully equipped. I'm living life like consequences don't truly exist. The perks of being amongst those insured with a gift. I just blew some bombs, I smoked some top and wrote a song about it. And all in front of cops, like what's wrong about it? All from some rare crops grown across the mountains but shrouded. 50 grams cost you 1,000. Walk with the stature of a deity. Batches of bad bitches match captivating scenery. Say my verse, activate the TNT. Razor skirt, had to taste the eatery. Look, we break bread with excellence and exclusives. I'm always doing me, fuck them doing you shit. I'm weird, my floors sink and my roof lifts. My house is always on excessive spending news clips. Regarding circles that I move with, taught to hurt you if you fools trip.
I'm in my zone, figure it, fuck it, and fuck it, and figure it till you come. Big dick slayer, that's me. I'ma go all night until you weak in your knees. I make your toes curl, make your eyes roll back, whack to that, slap to that. Do you like that? Deep stroke, short stroke, do you want more? Do you like it fast or do you want it slow? I could be your Romeo and you my Juliet when it comes to sex, girl. You know I need a wig. Got me dug in deep, run eyes, baby, we in between the seats. So sexy and thick, you so unique. I'm an energizer bunny, girl, you know I'm a freak. I'm a hands-on worker, so I beat the walls down. Don't eat pussy, but it still go down. I'ma beat it, I'ma beat it, I'ma beat it all around. So I beat the walls down. Call me Mike Jones, cause I had to say it twice. If it don't feel wrong, then it must feel right. Sexing all day and two off the night. I'm in between the lids, my performance is nice. Hit her with the daddy stroke, but she wants the flizz. Hands on the head, cause my shit's the best. Had to jump out, cause she want the rest. All up in the stomach on my way to her. Cheers.
And you know just what you doin'.
First time that I heard your voice, lip gloss looking moist, having fantasies that you would see the man in me, never demanding me, and I would be your choice. And again, how could I not be? I got plans to put wet bands on your hands, so sparkly and rocky, and I ain't trying to sound conceited or cocky, to put a sipper to your baby girl, you got me. Listen to a thug, I could be down with all the kisses and the hugs, prisoner of love, in a position with ambition to go evaluate my mission, looking for my one and only, and I'm wishing it was us that can be together forever, no matter the weather, struggle to bubble and get the cheddar up for the both of us. And in my time of need, instead of hitting the weed, I want you to be the only one I can approach and touch. No lie,
lie, you can't shine with no guy. So don't be acting shy like you don't know why. I just wanted to let you know that you are so fly. Every time that I see you, I get you a faux high. So tell me what it is. Can a nigga give you the biz? And one day be happy to remember with kids. One too many cracks in my heart and blow to the rib for me to show any fear, so I don't show any tears. And I mean what I say. This ain't just game that I'm spitting. I swear it ain't all about sex. The money ain't the issue, it ain't all about checks. But I'm done with my baby mama and on to the next. Still I'm feeling blessed, cause you an angel in my sight. And I wanna treat you right and hold it down, cause I'm needing love. And I can feel the sparks heating up. So be a part of my reality, cause you the one I'm dreaming of.
And you know just what you doing.
Time to introduce myself, Mike Carter. And see, right now, I want to dedicate this jam right here to all them girls out there that shook their body, shoe models, strippers, exotic dancers, whatever you want to call them. But some of them girls is making their way through school trying to feed their family, man. Alright.
There she was, shaking on the pole, gyrating their body, little music real slow. Man, I can't believe this girl was so, so fine.
Shake it, baby.
metro right now, young lady. Oh, my God. Well, this place is... Oh, my God. Mrs. Falk, you're buying this stuff for your daughter?
It's what's in right now. I can't have my little girl be the only one not in the trend. She'll be unpopular.
Unpopular? If she's not a whore? But these are our girls.
I think it's empowering for them. I mean, sure, if a man wants to be a whore, it's normal. But if a woman wants to be one, it's wrong. When a man sees standing up, it's normal. But when a woman does it, it's weird.
Yeah, like when men shave their balls, it's fine. But when a woman does it, she's strange. All the girls in South Park are going to be total cut from now on, so you can just get used to it.
Yeah, will you buy me that purse I want over there? I'll do anything because I'm a whore.
Oh, sure, I can buy a purse.
Dad?
No, Wendy, I think they're right. You see, you have to believe in the rights of women. For too long, they've had to live a double standard. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry I've been so chauvinistic, Wendy. From now on, you can have whatever you want from this store. I'll help make you the stupidest, most spoiled whore of them all.
Hooray!
It's Lady Cam, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger and Queen V LA West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me. Dagger, I'm ready to get my hump on. Ooh.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday. Something nice, Dagger. Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. man, if y'all want to call in tonight, 661-621-7559. As always, you can just chill in the queue or you press 1 to highlight us. And fresh out the gate. How you feeling, Quay? That's two weeks in a row. You must have missed us over here.
I did miss you guys.
Or you just ain't got nothing else going on. What's your truth?
Hello? You said what?
I said, you just ain't got nothing else going on. What's the truth?
No, I'm serious. I really missed you guys.
Okay,
I'm
that's
serious.
Cool.
I just got off of work, actually.
So you just ready to just relax for the rest of the night, huh? Chillax.
Hell yeah. I'm really trying to convince my mama to give me this bottle. You told me I don't get paid till tomorrow.
I don't know. That's between you and your mama. Good luck with that. Oh, man. First thing, since we were talking about stupid horrors or whatever, I mean, am I the only one seeing this? Well, I can't be the only one because everybody's seeing this, but I actually took a closer look at this situation recently, and it's just funny that I don't know what the – it's just a prime example. Miley Cyrus. Like I said, I don't do too much pop culture shit. You know what I mean? I don't really get into this too, but, you know, I saw a lot of little postings here and there, like, what is she doing? What's she on? This, you know, what's going on there? Have we seen the 23 video with Miley Cyrus featuring like Juicy J and some other dude? Have we seen this? Am I the only one?
I haven't seen it. I've heard about it. I just saw
this shit today. And what I got to say about Miley Cyrus is, it's like nothing she's doing as far as trying to cross over to black people, in my opinion, is going to work. Because to me, it's like olive oil out here trying to be sexy and shit and everything like that. Like, no, you have no titties. You have no ass. You know, you have nothing. You know what I mean? Like I said, I don't do that much promoting, but if you get a chance to check out this video, you got to watch it at least once. I cut it off after about the first, like, you know, minute, 2 minutes maybe I got in. Not even two minutes.
What is it called?
It's called 23. And then, of course, I don't know why, like, if she's out here – And that's all it's about is 23. You know, everybody's in Chicago gear and everything. She's got on, like, Chicago, 23 bikini and shit. She got, like, the old school Rihanna haircut and everything going on and everything. But I'm guessing this has to do with her age, right? Because she's all on this, I'm grown up now, I can do what I want to do type shit.
I don't think she's that old. First.
Well, I mean, is she old enough to drink? Is she at least 21? I mean, like I said, I don't know.
No, I don't even think she's that old. I think she's like 20.
Well, this girl really needs to get slapped around then, because this shit is like, and then it's like, is she ain't already getting flipped by, I mean, if you go look at this, I mean, after what she did, you know what I mean? After all the shit, she keeps trying to do these twerk videos. She keeps trying to do this, that. I remember the little shit. There was some award ceremony with the shit we did. She did with Robin Thicke trying to bend over and wasn't nothing there either and everything. Like,
right.
The
yeah.
funny is she's over here trying to be black, and now she got this song, like, featuring Juicy J, who, you know, put out the scholarship for twerkers and shit. And, again, some other dude. And
yeah, I heard.
It's like
I was too thrilled when I heard about that. I was too thrilled.
Like, are you?
No.
She is so trying to like cross over. I think she getting flipped by a whole bunch of. Like I said, she done got a piece of some black cock, and she done like swung all the way over to the dark side.
Ew,
and it's not going back.
Did you call it that? Ew.
Yeah, I did call it that. I did. Call, I took it there. What? Some
that
black
so
dick? Well,
I
don't want me to say
word.
It. I mean. I use the white word because we're talking about a white girl. That's the white word. We're talking about a white girl.
I don't think that she's like that. Everybody's. Have you seen the music video Wrecking Ball by her?
No, like I said, I don't watch that many music videos. I just happened to catch this one, and I was.
I know. I didn't see it either until I Googled it because everybody was talking shit. So I guess she was butt ass naked on a wrecking ball, like a big old. I can't remember the name, but you know the little thing with a cane and a big ass ball.
I know what a wrecking ball is.
The
yes,
wrecking
ball.
Yeah.
I know what
yeah,
one of those
she
are.
Was naked. She was naked on the wrecking ball and she was like licking this like sledgehammer and she was like going all crazy. But she explained it and I understand what she, you know. I understand what
oh,
she's
you
going through.
Oh, you
I
understand,
guess,
Miley?
No,
you
I
understand.
Mean, no, I
now,
know, but see, the thing that, no, I can kind of wrap my head around the thing with Miley Cyrus. Now, mind you, Miley was the good girl. So it's kind of like all these rappers, like, they went and they was like, yep, yeah, well, she turned 18, I'm going to get that. So
and
she was like, so exactly. So it's like, okay, now that she's legal and she's old enough to get all the stuff she's getting, now she's turning around and now she's flipping it and she's like, oh, yep, I like this.
Because
I'm going to
look at it like this.
I want to do this. I want to pop Molly's. I want to smoke weed with this.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Because it's a money thing. No, no, no.
Her and her boyfriend, she was engaged, right? She's acting out because her and her boyfriend was engaged or whatever. So I don't know what the fuck he did to her. But he did something, and she was acting ass, like for the music awards or whatever. The reason why she went out there, I guess she got into an argument with her boyfriend before she went on stage.
Her
so
boyfriend's brother
her
is
her
Thor. I can't think of his real name, but her boyfriend's brother is Thor, and I think Thor is a sexy white man. Thor.
All right, look at y'all, man. Here we go, man. Whatever.
Thor
I'm simply
sexy.
Saying it's just funny that. It's also funny how, like I said, I'm saying this for the money. That's personally what I'm saying because, you know, when you're underage, you can't really promote sex like you want to, whoop, and everything. Like I said, how many people have
and
already done this?
And she was a Disney
like said,
star to begin
Britney,
with. She
Britney
was a Disney
Spears,
star.
Britney Spears did it.
Right
like,
now.
How many times do we have to see these same white girls keep going through the same motions and say, like I said, Britney did it. There was some other white girl that went nuts and did some stupid shit or whatever and everything like that. Right. Like, huh?
But that's what I'm saying. I said Amanda Bynes, but all of these were all child stars too. They didn't really have a childhood,
Amanda
so
Bynes
now it's like. But it's still at the end of the day, it's still the same thing. Amanda Bynes been working since she was man. But I mean, that's
I know,
what I'm
but
saying.
All of this kind of people get on crack or get on something and start going crazy. Like Lindsay Lohan, she went crazy out of nowhere.
There you go. See,
I heard more
this,
about her after she
but
got
this is
on
what I've also been saying too. It's just that. Kids with money is always just do dumb shit. Like I said, kids with money. I may have been on the same kick when I was young or whatever too. If I would have had some money back then, but it's
exactly
just like,
because now it's your money. It's like not going to your parents or nothing. You can do whatever
exactly.
you want to, and nobody.
But even at the same time, but this is what I'm talking about. But this is what she ought to. She's the one who's totally like everybody else is kind of flipped out in their own way. She's like. I think she's trying to be black. You know, like she's the white person trying to be black. You know how Mike was trying to be white? She's the white person trying to be black.
But that's what I'm saying. The only reason why that is because when she was underage, you had all these rappers like, oh, when you turn 18, holla at me. I'm going to take that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Like, and then you got people like Juicy J coming out with songs like Twerk, Miley, Miley, Twerk. Like, come on now. Like, this is, like, for real, this is real stuff. Like, so they're encouraging her to do the crap that she's doing because that's what they can. And she's
like,
well, shoot, y'all been encouraging me to do it since before I was 18, and now I'm 20, and now I'm able to do all the stuff that I want to do, and now I got money to just throw around and do it, I'm going to do it. That's how she feels about it.
That's what youngins
do.
I mean, honestly, it's also
that's her money, that's her body. She can do whatever she wants with it.
There you go. That's how young girls think. Exactly, right there. I'm young. I can do what I want, no matter what nobody says. And I can say, yeah, but look. But look, go check out the video. Check out the video and tell me if I'm tripping. Like I said, maybe I'm just saying. My thing is, as far as a black man, and no, I can't speak for all black people, but I mean, as far as Miley Cyrus goes, she is not bomb. She never was bomb.
Not at all.
And now that
she's trying to be bomb and trying to put extras on it, she looks even worse.
She looked like a sick little white girl trying to, like, she looked like that little white girl, you know, somebody trying to come on to you, like, you know what I mean? Maybe I'm too old. Maybe I'm, now I can say I'm only
like
31.
On
but, like, the Juicy J got to be older than me. I mean, maybe around the same age or something, you know what I mean? But she does not look attractive to me at all. Just like another little girl trying hard or whatever. She needs some breast implants, some butt implants.
So why would she look attractive to you?
Where I'd be like, okay, well, she's attractive. I wouldn't still holler at her and try to get with her or anything like that, but okay, that's an attractive white person.
But
there's nothing about Miley Cyrus that is attractive. Nothing. Nothing.
Miley was a cute little girl. Miley was a cute little girl. She was the girl that was on Disney. She was the girl that all these dads was paying thousands of dollars for their kids to go see in concert. You feel me? This was a little girl just a couple years ago. This was only a couple years ago that all this stuff was happening. Now she out here and she's taking off her clothes, and now it's like, like, I can understand where you're coming from, because when you think about it, that cute, innocent little girl was more attractive than the girl who's been up here taking off her clothes with her tongue all out, masturbating, and working on teddy bears and stuff. Like, no,
If you go see this video, I'm telling everybody, if you go see this video, like I said, I don't promote shit, but I promote shit when I want people to go see it so maybe you understand what I'm talking about. Number 23.
I'm about to Google it right now.
Like, no, it looks like olive oil with a fucked up haircut, like olive oil from Popeye or whatever, like real stick figured, like motherfucker up here trying to, like, dance around and pop her ass out. And it's like, no, none of that is working, especially when the girls next to you that you got in your video got ass. That's ass.
And that was the thing, too, with the awards. That's what I couldn't get over at the awards, because the girls next to her, the black girls with her, she was the one smacking on. But, I mean, at the end of the day, that's still no excuse for you to go out here and act like a slut. Like,
well,
come on now.
She don't need
like,
no excuse.
We were just talking about that. Like I said, Paris Hilton and all these people. Like I said, that's why I get certain cartoons or whatever. You know, it's just funny. This is why I watch cartoons, because motherfuckers make fun of these type of people in other situations. But that's exactly what it is. You're a little girl, you know what I mean? You couldn't do what you wanted to do. Now, like Queen was saying, now you can use your money how you want to. Can't nobody tell me shit. And you acted a motherfucking ass.
And because you're mad at your dude, so wait. Oh, you're mad at your dude, so
you
get on TV and you act the ass? Like, that's my whole thing. Like, I know, but that's my whole thing. Robin Thicke is married and got a wife and a baby at home. So why would you turn around because you mad at your dude, turn around and go and twerk on somebody who is happily married and got a baby at home? Like, if you wanted to get some attention, you should have did it the other way. Like, you should have did it that way. That's not the way to do it. Like, that's just my opinion on it.
I'm just waiting for the Miley Cyrus porno. I'm thinking the porno. The next thing is the porno. I'm waiting for the porno. That's what I'm waiting for.
But
why am
I
stupid?
And my boyfriend, if it was me and my boyfriend pissed me off.
Or the sex tape. Or the sex tape's going to leak out.
I would have went somewhere and acted ass.
Okay.
Yeah,
but
see, the difference between you and her is
but
the fact that...
But you would have went somewhere and acted ass. In front of, like, all the cameras. And like I said, you're going to act the ass on a global scale. Like, you know what I mean?
On
just,
a global
like, fuck
scale.
Everybody, right? Like, but that's how little girls think. That's what
in
I'm
the,
saying.
In
I understand
the minute
that.
That it
that's
happened,
how,
and that's
how little
saying.
Girls think.
In the minute that it happened, it was bad on her also because, like, once again, like I said, why would you go on stage and twerk on a grown man who's married and got a baby and who ain't thinking about you? Like, if
she wasn't thinking about him, she was thinking about
but see, but that's
boyfriend.
My thing, though, because that was the first thing that was said from jump was, oh, I bet you Paula gonna get up there and whoop her ass, because why would she be up there? You mad at your dude, but instead of you doing it, you knew from the jump he was married. You feel me? Like, that's what made it worse when she did it. You feel me? It wasn't like, I can understand you mad and you want to get at him. Like, okay, you can be mad and get at him. But on now you didn't watch. You
I mean,
didn't
go towards a background
they,
dancer or something.
Right.
You know what I mean? Go,
now
go
you,
dance
now
to one of the other
whole,
sexy ladies
you
or something.
You somebody else's whole relationship into your problems for no reason.
I only brought her up because it's going to be funny to see what happens to Miley. You know what I mean? Because once she run in with some niggas, you know what I mean? That's when all the, like I said, the sex tapes come out. She may think she's safe. I don't know if she thinks she got some kind of hood pass or something or whatever like that. But it's going to be funny when she come across with, like, real niggas that's going to expose this bitch. And I'm just waiting. Just mark my words. I said it right here, right now. Mark my words, if it ain't already happened and I ain't found it yet, I'm saying it right now. Something going to pop up. Now, again, is it going to boost her career? Like I said, they all did. Paris Hilton, a sex tape. Kim Kardashian, sex tape. You know what I mean? Eve even got an old school sex tape with Stevie J. You know what I mean? I've seen these videos, you know, like.
Whoa! I did not know that.
Oh, that's dumb old, real old sex tape. But, I mean, motherfuckers got sex tapes, man. So the Miley Cyrus sex tape, you know what I mean? We can take it even back. Remember the Pam Anderson on the boat sex tape? You know what I mean? Motherfuckers get famous off of this shit. Like, but she's already. This is my thing. It's just as far as people with money go. Like I said, I understand she wants to do what she wants to do. You want to have fun, but she doesn't have to do it on a public stage because again, you have the money, you have the fan base, you don't have to go that route. But when you choose to be like, you know what? Look. You know what I mean? I say this all the time. When you bring attention to yourself, you know what I mean? Something happens.
You get paid.
Something happens. Get paid. Get your money fast, quick. You know, everybody loves that quick buck like any other bitch out here that could. If I can show off my ass and this and that or whatever, make a few more dollars, they're going to fucking do it 9 times out of 10. And she ain't no different. But that's what I'm saying. She ain't no different.
The sad part is that you should be different, though. Like, first off,
exactly.
You got all this
that's
money
what
to
I'm saying.
Around
you should be the role model or something.
You can do it in private.
Like, but I'm not a role model either.
If I was to go out here and be upset at my dude and be like, okay, I'm going to go out here to the club and I'm going to twerk on everybody, then I can do that. Why? Because ain't nobody watching me. Like, you got this on a global scale and you got enough money to turn around and hide your situation.
You if you're famous. But at the same time, she knew that he was only watching this show. So she went out there and was like, oh, okay, that's what you said. All right, then. And went out there and started asking her ass.
Well, I'm glad you side with Miley, like I said.
I mean, I'm not fighting with her. I don't think that it's okay for her to be doing what she's doing because,
but
like,
you
yes,
understand.
You are Disney top, but it's like at the end of the day, it's like she's right now, she has been more talked about when she was Hannah Montana. And at the end of the day, she getting bread. Just if you dislike her, if you like her, at the end of the day, she's getting bread for everything that everybody keeps talking to her. People hire paparazzi just so they could. People do bad things on purpose just so their name could be publicized, just because their name could still have that hype. Now, right now, if she feel like
I heard,
if she feel like going
that's
crazy,
what I'm saying, like get your money, ma.
I heard a Google thing where like
because
Miley so,
she don't have
is so popular
just like
right
other,
now,
just like any other,
yeah,
just like all these hoes on Facebook showing off their ass, just like any of these other people or whatever.
For free.
Like I said, do what you got to do, boo boo, to get your money or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? I never stop anybody from getting money, but if that's how you gonna get it, man, because I mean, just and all the people that get that money, there's always the downside. You know what I mean? I'm waiting for the downside. It's gonna happen. You know, it's gonna happen. And then all the paparazzi she hired, all this, that dude, all these niggas, like I said, it's just gonna happen. I don't wish ill will on anybody. Maybe she gets in, has her fun, and then gets out before something happens. But again, something always happens. We've seen it many, many times.
A filter so you can stop. You can, because Miley is popping up so much on the internet that you can stop it on Google. Like you can like put in a do not something on your Google. So every time you search something, you ain't got to see Miley Cyrus on your shit.
But, all right, y'all. We're gonna get back into the music real quick. Queen hanging out. Koya in the building. Enough of my excitement. We're going to start talking about my because I got something else we're going to get on to and get back. We're going to see if my beauty of the week is going to check in or not. Dagger, Queen, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, and Vasco McFly, Dream Girl. Let's go.
Don't wake me. I'm dreaming.
not your finest girl, more precious than mother pearl. AP with the carrots in it, she above average with it. Every dude in the hood be like, damn, I gotta get it. Mind so bright, body so tight. If what in her is wrong, I don't wanna be right. They say all that glitters ain't cold. Well, I think twice. Smile like a rose gold Prezi with the pink ice. See, I ask my wife in the future, seduce her. Walk down that altar in Versace, Medusa, or Christian Dior. If that's what you prefer, whatever's your inquire, I won't be there to desire. Everything is perfect from my head to my heel. Fine as Mona Lisa, I will never have a chill. She might have flaws to you, but she perfect to me. What is missing in my life, she well can see. She my dream girl, that's my dream girl. She my dream, 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 that's my dream girl. She my dream girl, that's my dream girl. She my dream, 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 that's my dream girl. Don't wake me, I'm still dreaming. Facebook and on Instagram pics got me fiending. I don't really care if you judge me, she's worth it. Without that makeup on, to me she flawless, just perfect. If it was up to me, you would have 20 verses. Bad game, shoot game, killer, call them nurses. Coroners, I play officer, cause I'm cuffing her. Swearing her, got respect for her, I get extra love. Carl was showing off when he made her, she flavor. Swag like her dad, but her mother, she favor, that's major. Also know my rap, so that's player. Pledge allegiance cause she bad, no alpha, omega. Everything is perfect from my head to my heel. Fine as Mona Lisa, I will never have a jealous. She might have flaws to you, but she perfect to me. What is missing in my life, she well can see. She my dream girl, that's my dream girl. She my dream, 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 that's my dream girl. She my dream girl, that's my dream girl. She my dream, 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 that's my dream girl.
Right here's for them sexy mamas. Hey, this right here's for them sexy mamas, girl. Oh, I know, I'm certain I've seen your pretty face somewhere before. And with God as my witness, I don't wanna miss this. I'm walking through the door. You look like you just need a good man in your life, girl. This is your night, girl. I'll make it right, girl. First, let me take you out to the shop to get your hair did. Then we're off to the spa for a mani and a pedi. After we're at the mall to find that perfect dress. You do all the shopping, I'll handle the rest. Like a precious pearl, and I see
diamonds in your future, just believe me. Baby, when you need me, all you do is ring me. I'll take you on the town and make sure you feel better. I'll sing you lullabies and write you love letters. You won't want for anything when I come around. Baby, you're the queen, so I'ma bring the crown.
Thank you. boy. Really great work, bitches. You all sold lots of kisses today. Except for you, Megan. I'm afraid you get a Stormy Cloud sticker today. So wait, you're keeping all the money now? I just hold on to all the money, because bitches can't be trusted with it. We pull all the kissing money together, see? But if you want to buy anything, you just talk to the bottom bitch, and then the bottom bitch talks to me. All right, see you after school. Do you know what I am saying?
All right, children, I want you to copy down these math problems and solve them before recess.
Yo, baby. Baby, yo. What? Bitch, you want to make some other f***ing money? What? Bitch, you should be doing kisses on the playground. You can make $50 a day. Buy all the purses and shoes you've ever worn. I'll treat you right, bitch. Shut up. Oh, all right, then. Hey, Wendy. Wendy! Bitch, don't you want to start making some real f***ing money? Leave me alone. Well, you were made for the playground, bitch. You should be out there working. Don't you want a new lunchbox? Not a new coat? I can get all that for you, bitch.
Butter, dude.
What? You can't call my girlfriend a bitch.
Oh.
Well, all I'm saying, the bitch should be out there working is all. What you doing, bitch? Just giving kisses to Stan for free? You should be making some motherfucking money.
Stan? Butter, seriously, if you don't stop this, I'll kick your ass.
Clyde, here's $100. Stan comes near me, punch him.
Ah, wait. Dude, we've created a monster.
Come on, Wendy, you should be putting that.
What's going on, y'all? SKE Records in the building, holding it down, and right now, I'm kicking it with my homies, The Dagger and Queen V, on West Coast Wednesday Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights. Dagger, Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, Koya, still good?
I'm here.
All right, y'all still want to call in, 661-621-7559. As always, you can chill in the queue. Press 1 to holler at us. And speaking of bitches, like speaking of bitches, I don't understand, and I got a new respect for the pimp and hoe game. I got a whole new respect and outlook on shit, because I've actually noticed a few things, and it's actually funny, because I used to be the type of person to be like, you know what, ladies, you know, you can do certain shit on your own. You don't need no man for nothing. You know, don't worry about that. You know, learn this, that, or whatever. You know, I'm all about female empowerment and everything like that. So I'm real pro female, you know, support and everything like that. But some of these bitches need guidance. Some of these bitches is totally lost in the world and have no idea what they want to do, how shit works. All it is just, you know, I don't even know how to describe it, because I can't imagine myself on that type of shit. So, and I'm specifically talking about hoes, because again, Dagger knows a wide range of people. So we're talking specifically about hoes, and I'm talking about what I've learned in the game. I think they're called renegade hoes. These are hoes that don't have no pimps. All right, these are called renegade hoes, to my understanding. Don't quote me on that. Oh. If I'm wrong, somebody let me know. But this is what But as far as these renegade hoes, though, it's just funny, because there was a time when I could have been a pimp. Like I said, there's been many roads I could have went down, and I just chose not to, or whatever. Number one, why did I not want to be a pimp? Because I cannot deal with stupidity. And hoes are fucking stupid, dumb. Some of the dumbest bitches in the world. But again, being so dumb, that's why they need guidance. I'm kind of jumping. I'm trying to focus on what I want to really. Because again, what I'm trying to say is, because I know a few. Now, like I said, acquaintances, whatever you want to call it or whatever. It's just funny how these bitches work. Because again, these bitches hit me up at the darndest of times sometimes, talking about, can I get a ride to one of their tricks or something like that. Like, number one, this is not a taxi cab. That's number one. Number two, if it was, and it's funny, because this is what I mean by renegade bitches. These are bitches that, again, expect shit but don't want to provide anything. Like I said, I'm not even trying to fuck on them or anything like that. But these bitches be talking about, oh, I'll put gas in the car. But it's like, okay, that's automatic. What the fuck about my time? Because I gotta pick your whole ass up, take you. And this one bitch asked me, like I said, I'm in L.A. Now, for those that know the L.A. county or whatever, this one, I don't know why these bitches don't got no local dick. You know what I mean? That'll pay whatever they're going to be getting paid to fuck on them and everything. One of these bitches talking about, yeah, can you take me to Orange County? Like, what the fuck? Like,
Wow.
And yeah, I'll put gas in the car. Like, what the fuck? Like, I just want to just go for a drive because, like, but this is what I mean. This is what I mean, because if she would have said something like, you know what, I'll give you half what I make, like, I'm about to go make $250. You know what I mean? I'll give you half of that. I'd have been in the game. We could. I could roll. I could do that. You know what I mean? But you're just giving me gas money. I've said this many times. You're already going to give me gas money off top. That's nothing like, that's not like an incentive. You know what I mean? Because I'm not going to lose no gas if the car just stays where it is. So, I mean, that's just automatic. So, but then the same bitches want to get mad at me talking about, well, I just can't never get no money. You can't, because, you know, I'm a helpful person. You know, I like to help people when I can and everything. But again, bitch, you a hoe. Like nothing, and you're a dumb hoe. This is what I mean. I've known girls that's been on the streets, literally in and out of fucked up relationships, dealing with this nigga, this and that nigga, woo woo, whatever. But literally been on the street. Like, that's how they make their money, is they walk and be out on the street for like years.
Oh no.
For like years.
How do you do that for that long?
And they never, and you ain't got no car. You ain't got no set apartment yet.
No.
You don't got shit. This is what I mean. I would feel, if you was selling your pussy, and you was at least smart about selling your pussy. Like I said, there are these girls out there that's out there selling their pussy, but they getting their money. You know what I mean? They got cars. They got shit. They got this. They got that. So I can't really knock you for what you're doing. You're doing what you're doing to get where you want to be, but at least you got some shit to show for it. There are these bitches out here that got nothing, and it's still out here like, and I'm talking like selling pussy to get a room for the night. You know what I mean? They out there all night to get a place to sleep for a couple of hours to have to be out by 11 a.m. type shit. Like, or,
that's so horrible. Oh,
or they're dealing with some random nigga or whatever.
Oh, my goodness.
Or they're dealing with some random nigga that they're trying to pay off or whatever. Or they're in some room that they got to pay, like they might buy it for a week or something like that, and got to make sure they got next week's tip before they shit get thrown off on top of not getting arrested and this. And hey, bitches called me from jail. Like, I just got out. Can you come pick me up? And this is like 2:33 in the morning. No. No. Why do I know? It's because, like I said, back in the day when I was on my don't give a fuck shit, do whatever I was doing, you know, I was taking shit down or whatever, but it was free. You know what I mean? I don't pay for shit. But at the time, like, my brother, that's what my brother was out here in L.A., you know, he was out here pimping bitches and everything, so I was hanging out with him, you know. It was just, but I was always, like I said, I was always the good one in a sense. I was the good one, But people, this is what I mean, people just trying to take advantage of me. It just hoes is dumb. And I just be thinking, like, if I was a pimp, I would do shit totally different. Like, none of my bitches would be on the street. None of them. I drive down Figueroa just to look at bitches sometimes. Like, like, oh, ass. Okay, man. But, you know, sometimes you just hit the stroll just because.
Okay, can I ask you a question, Dad, since you know about that stuff? Okay, so do they get paid a lot? They get paid a lot, man.
I mean, it depends.
Like, do they have
your
a purpose?
Crackhead,
like, okay,
your crackhead,
you know,
prostitute,
right,
and shit. Yo, the better you look, just like in any other situation, when it comes to ladies, the better you look, the more potential, the more money you have the potential of making. If you are not attractive, or if you've been out there for a while, or you know what I mean, or whatever, if you're like eight, you know what I mean, if you're not on that, your P's and Q's. You can't be charging niggas extreme amount of money because they're not going to pay you
so
for that.
So where does
you
start off
mean?
At?
What do you mean where
so
does
like,
start off at?
Much,
I mean, I don't know.
Like,
totally me.
Does it start off at?
I don't know. I don't know. I would have to talk to a direct hoe. Like, you know what I mean? Prices change. Your bitches change up shit on the fly. You know what I mean? Some be like, what, 50 for head, 100 for fuck, you know, half and half type shit. You know, this, that. I mean, bitches,
whoa,
different bitches
goodness.
Got different prices. You know, so
really?
And then you got the personal escorts. You got the ones you call up from like the agencies and shit, you know what I mean? The professionals. You know
like
what I mean?
Like the ones in Vegas. Like the ones they handed flyers for in Vegas. No, I'm just asking because I don't know. Excuse me. When you have professional ones, I think of the ones in Vegas, you know, when you walk down the strip and you got the flyers, like, here you go, you know, you can call her up, let's say what's happening.
So,
and you promoting like a mother. I got big old trust in
But my thing is
around.
Always is like, if you're gonna be wrong, do it right. And like I said, these are the same bitches I've seen. Like I said, like I've known for years, off and on. Like I said, my number, my phone number. If you have my direct line, it rarely changes. You know what I mean? Because it's always funny to get that random
uh-huh.
call from years and years or whatever. Like, oh, I just found
right.
your number or some shit. You know what I mean? It's just funny. But
yeah, I've been having mine since I was a freshman in high school.
But these bitches is crazy. That's the part I don't understand. It's like you're out here all this time. You're by yourself. So supposedly you're not giving your money to anybody else.
Oh.
And if all your money's going in your pocket, then what the fuck is the problem? You know,
I feel like,
but,
how are you going to be a prostitute if you broke? Like, you should never be
broke. That's what my next question. I promise you guys.
Like,
the hell are you going to
say, how you going to hold you broke?
So what I would do, none of my hoes would be on the streets. None of my hoes would be walking the streets. Because maybe there's some pimps out there. I want a pimp out there. Maybe you out there listening. Or even some ladies. You got to think, like, because I only think of how it would work in L.A. You know, you forget there are some cities out there where pimping is legal. You know, hoes is out there in the plenty. You know what I mean? So some of y'all don't got these problems, but the hoes out here be having problems. Hoes out here get arrested and shit. You know what I mean? They be ducking cops out here and everything because they be haters out here. So, I mean, them hoes be out there, but they don't be out there like that because I've seen shit where other places, man, hoes is walking in the middle of the damn street with their ass hanging out, like making that money. So I understand how that go, but we don't got that out here in L.A. So, but if I was a pimp, number one off top, it's the clubs. First of all, your bitches got to be on point. Your bitches got to look good. They got to smell good. They got to be on point. Bam. Because, you know, you got to make sure niggas want to fuck your bitch. Pop. That's number one. That's number one. Your bitch got to be so bomb that no matter what number damn near come out her mouth, that nigga gonna be like, number one, your bitch got to be on point. Hair, woo-woo, whatever. Makeup, all that shit. You got to. If you're going to be a pimp, this is why I couldn't be no pimp either, because I'm not spending money on bitches like that. You know what I mean? So I don't know. But that's number one. Number two,
so
clubs.
What do pimps get? They get half or what?
Nah, pimps get all.
80%?
Pimps get all.
Oh, no. See, no. See, that's where I draw the line. See, that's why I could just never
See, but that's why
like
bitches go renegade.
You can't get
that's
my money.
Okay,
like, no, I'm the one taking all the risk, and you going to get all the money? You got me fucked.
Nah, but see what happens. Why do I get all the money? And I'm just speaking in pimp mode real quick. Why do I get all the money? Because, yeah, you take it all the risk, but when you out there and you slip up and you go to jail or something, I'm the one got to bail your ass out. You know, I'm the one did it this. That, you know what I mean?
See,
but
no.
Don't get up here and talk shit. I'm the
see,
one got a roof over our motherfucking
no.
head, buying new clothes and shit. You
no.
know what I mean?
See, okay,
so don't bring
wait,
that
no,
shit here.
No, wait.
And
I really had a conversation with a pimp.
And also,
I really had a
have
conversation
to say,
with a pimp.
I would just slap the shit out of you and just be like, shut the
see,
fuck up. If it was
see,
real
no,
pimping.
See, I had a real pimp. I had a conversation with a real pimp one day. And he was like, yeah. My girls had, you know, we had DirecTV because my girls, they like sports. All my bitches, they like sports. So we had the football channels, and we had the basketball channels, and we had hockey channels. My bitches was on. Like, I took my bitch to a ballet because my bitch, she ain't never been to a ballet before. But then she got bored and turned around and went and fucked the limo driver. And I was like, wait. He took his bitch to the ballet. The ballet, yes. Mm-hmm. You know where they get on their toes and dance with them horseshoes.
I took hoes to Hollywood, you know what I mean? I mean, not even Hollywood. Take bitches somewhere you could tell them it's Hollywood or whatever. You know, bitches go to Hollywood like they had never seen Hollywood before, like the Hollywood Strip or something like that. Like, it's oh, my God. Like, you know what I mean? These bitches have been in L.A. Like, you live in L.A., you ain't never made it to Hollywood under any circumstances. Like, but
that's what I'm saying. And he's like, yeah, I did it for this bitch, and she loved it. So you want to be one of my bitches? I looked at him and was like, nah, I'm straight. I'm cool.
Because I have enough bitches out there that don't know no better. But that's what I'm saying. But if you're the right, if you're a smart pimp, and that bitches is dumb and they feed into that shit. But also at the same time, if you keep a happy home, then the bitches gonna be like, all I gotta do is go do this and bring money home or whatever. You know, bitches will be straight. If she ain't got no morals, got no family, don't give a fuck about shit, got somebody to take care of her.
That's another thing.
You know what I mean? Some bitches think like that. All I gotta do is sell my pussy. That's all I gotta do. I got that. You know what I mean? I got pussy. I got that all day. All I gotta do is sell that. I can get that. You know what I mean? It's easy.
No,
back to what I was saying about me being a pimp. If I was a pimp, let me get through me being a pimp before I get the daggers double play. Now, that was
like all day. That's what you have to do for your life to live.
See, number one, like I was saying, bitch got to be on point. She got to be bomb, you know, heels, everything done. Number two, take your bitches to clubs. Y'all got to realize the clubs. Oh, wait, no. Before that, get some business cards made. But, you know, just typical business cards. Can't be too much. You got to think like Craigslist. When bitches be selling pussy on Craigslist, you got to put codes on there and shit or whatever. But here's what you do. You get, like, if you got 3, 4, 5 bitches or whatever, right? Okay, bam, get them all dressed up. Go to the club. Go to wherever all the rich motherfuckers at the clubs and shit is supposed to be at or whatever. With your business cards, this, that. You don't even got to be all fly and shit like that. You yourself. Don't be in there in big ass, you know, pimp canes and all kind of shit like that. You don't need to put extras on it, all right? But just your bitches need to be on point like a motherfucker, though, because, again, the club is where all the super thirsty niggas is at, and that's where your repeat business will come from. Because why? Because everybody in the club, 9 times out of 10, especially nowadays, is looking for somebody to take home to fuck. Period.
I'm so sorry that my business mind of this is like, damn, that shit makes sense.
I be thinking this is why I couldn't be a pimp because I'm too straight on shit. You know what I mean? You go there. You know what I mean? These is a nigga that's all looking for bitches to take home. That nigga in there dumb drunk or whatever, just got his paycheck or some shit or whatever. You know what I mean? One of your bitches looking bomb as fuck in there, you know what I mean? Hollering that nigga ear like, nigga, 200 right now. Nigga, I'll take you in the corner. You know what I mean? That drunk-ass nigga with this, you know what I mean, is going to go get that 200 and go get some head in the corner or something like that. I just know niggas. Or drop the nigga the business card. These are your repeat customers. These are the niggas that want to throw private parties. These are the niggas that, you know what I mean, you can take your bitch to a club. Your bitch ain't never got to see the street. You know what I mean? These are the niggas you need to target, not these Mexicans and cholos and undercover cops and shit all on the street and everything like that, talking about, I got $50. Then you do something or whatever. Then you got to worry about getting raped, shot. Did it, this, that, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? That's too much. Like I said, if I was a pimp, I'd load up the car, you know what I mean? We'd be rolling, you know what I mean? In the truck, me in the front, 4 bad bitches in the car, pull up at the club. All the niggas already going to be on the bitches and wonder who the fuck I am walking in with all these damn bad bitches. The niggas going to be asking me, like, nigga, you can have that, nigga, if the price is right. Nigga, man, it's going to be nothing. It's easy money. You can even hit a couple of spots, man. You ballers, go hit one spot, bam, early. Cars, bam, 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 this, that. Hit another club, hit another club. By the end of the night, your bitches may be getting caught up left and right because all them niggas is there like, oh, bitch, you was you. Like, I'm at the house now. Come through, this, that. Like, come on. It makes sense. But niggas, like I said, niggas is dumb.
I'm so mad that I'm so totally against this, but I'm thinking in my head, that's
what I'm saying. My business mind on this is like, oh, my God.
I would have
so
some money if I was a
bitch,
you know what I mean? Like, and then I'd treat my bitches right. Like, and I would be the one that take 80%. I would be the one to say, like, look, bitch, all you got to do is bring me, like, $200-$300 a week. That's all I need each. Whatever you make more than that, and I'll give you some incentive, whatever you make more than that, that's all you. You can do whatever you want the fuck you want with that. I don't even care. Bring me $200-$300 a week. You know what I mean? I'll give you anywhere within that range because maybe you might have an off week or something like that, you know, period, make fun, whatever. You know what I mean? We're going to be understanding. You know what I mean? And try to understand here in the pimp game. But at the same time, I need my money. And once you miss a payment, then you get stepped to the side. Because like I said, you
can't take my kindness for weakness. She don't bring you the
if she don't bring me that shit, she can kick the fuck out. We got to replace that. You know what I mean? Once you miss a payment, there's no, oh, I'm going to get back in. Because like I said, I'm going to be the nice guy because I don't want to be the person that's hitting on you. I don't want to be slapping on you. I don't want to be doing all the other shit. So just once you fuck up, bye. That's it. Because they're going to want to be with me so bad because I'm so nice and I'm all, you know, I keep shit straight. They go into clubs. They party. You know, I get the bitches turned up. Bitch, you ain't got to worry about it. Get fucked up. Get drunk. What you want, a pill or something? What you need to go make that money, girl? I got you. Here. Go get it. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to want to work for me, you know? So once you fuck up, you got to go. You got to go, nah, you can't suck my dick to make it better. Nah. What's going to make it better? I need 1,000 in 2 days. Go get it. That's what's going to make it better. You know, but that's just how I think, y'all. I'm sorry. I got you running off at the mouth and running off at air. But that's what I would do if I was a pimp. So, we're going to get a double play real quick. I don't know. I guess my beauty of the week isn't going to call in tonight. It looks like that's the second time in 2 shows that I got snubbed by my beauties of the week. But we're going to see what happens, y'all. I'm going to try to keep my but it's been fun. We're having a good time. Damn, what I don't know. Oh, I got a story to tell when I get back. Oh, I got a story to tell. Oh, man, it's hard being for ODB. All right, y'all. Daggers double play. We'll be right back. And you got a question, too? Okay, well, we're going to cover it all. Dagger, Queen, Koya, hang out. Right. And I see you, Jasmine. We're going to get you in a minute, all right? Be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, woo! This right here was brought to you by the Untouchables. Bam, floss skin, hand to hand.
Y'all already know
what it is.
Ha, ha.
What it ain't. We got these bitches popping, making flicks. Let's go!
I can't even walk without these women flagging me down. I'm pulling, grabbing, tugging on the hardest nigga around. Smoking on a pound of chronic, now I feel the effect. Women send me mouse drool and they pussy get wet. So let me check the schedule, it's gonna be a long day. I gotta flip a meeting with the
King of Manhattan.
It's 4, about 4:45. Scuba kippers, oh, we fucking host from 7 to 9. Corduroy, hollered at me, gotta meet him at 10. With a different set of women, now we at it again. Not really too much smoking the fuck. Too many women sprung, talking shit and ain't saying nothing. If you want the dick, bitch, that's what you gon' get. Talk shit, my phone clicks, dial tone is all you get. Don't forget, you the one that sprung me. I'm not leaving you broken butt naked sitting on the bus.
I'm from the Tagatopi. Got me blowing up this phone, and I can't even my loans. Now how from the Tagatopi. Got me doing different shit like popping pills and making flips.
Won't even speak about my dick because it crafted my name. It kills pussy and it's edible, but doing this is 94. Do the math, I was 12, getting head and fucking hoes. Didn't have a sound, fat, tall, no brain.
How was you getting all the hoes?
I was big for my age, had a job, getting paid, and I was flossing a little. Getting hype, you see, was done before I knew of a thizzle. Then the weight started dropping, and now it's really popping. My stake was getting bigger from the Valley Pass Compton. Now I'm super cocky and I ain't never nervous. 22 years of practice, bitch, I'm damn near perfect. I always want to learn, but women want me to teach. I got the force of getting pussy and I don't even speak.
I'm from the Tagatopi. Got me blowing up his phone, and I can't leave him alone. Now how from the Tagatopi. Got me doing different shit like popping pills and making flips.
I'm above the game and know it all. 6 plus tall, ass fucking. Never catch him, I just fuck him on my phone. It's a fucking ball with Pokemon like Pikachu. Code name on my bitch is based on battle points and attributes. The bombers, once they got the rest, to keep on my belt. And if my man was disobeying, I got 7 to help. Baby blue, I choose you. Watch what she gon' do. Deep thumping dick is still sticking out of tone. To another battle, one of the daggers, an excellent trainer. These are my homies, catch a wild hoes, it's easy to tame. Some of them will never change your deal or let them go. Never trick on the trick, bitch. There are plenty more. It's the summer, if you're lucky, she better. Getting higher than the feather, handing over her cheddar. I'm 24 and have a son, got my whole life to live. And you sprung, cause I'm hungry, but you ain't having my kids.
I'm from the Tagatopi.
Oh shit, here we go. The dagger, bitch. AKA 4DB with. I just reached that point in my life, you know, I realized a lot of things. I realized a lot of things ain't gonna change, a lot of things are gonna always be the same, no matter what I do, no matter how much I push forward, no matter how much haters trying to come at me. You people think you know me, but you only know what I allow. Niggas love my lyrics, and these bitches love my doggy style. Been here for a while, I seen many things, many scenes. Seen some people shed tears, seen some die, heard the screams. No, it ain't, I wish it was. This hell on earth is really real, that's why I keep on doing it. Popping pills and bottles, gotta stay up, I can't let me down. The weed grew on real trees, I burned the rainforest down. See how people play around, so why you think I'm laughing at them? Lucky I ain't blapping, since so many shots they... I ain't no stupid nigga, never wanna pull the trigger. There are those that take your life so they can make their pockets bigger. Set you up and use a flipper, never see me pay a stripper. Why you looking at a booty, niggas rush the door and get you. That's what you get, niggas thinking what they did. Puffing up these bitches' heads, thirsty niggas make me sick. I make these bitches eat a brick for talking shit all out their neck. Getting mad at me because the county playing with the check. Take a step, you standing still, but when you do, you stepping back. On your back, a booty clapping. Every nigga hit that. Setting traps and niggas falling victim to that pussy power. Got you paying by the hour, acting sweet but really sour. Look at you, you love a liar, going dummy for a bitch. Kissing on the same lips, she used to suck some other dick. Trust me though, I know the strife, not just once, happened twice. Bet it all, lost it all. Yeah, right, love is just another word and bitches tell you anything. Your actions brought reactions, now a bitch ain't getting anything.
You may never have your own CD. You may never be on TV. You may never have your own CD. You may never be on TV. So fuck them, they can't see.
Eli with it, walking. My notebook is my Bible, and I'm blindly passing every test. So take your shot, I still progress. Success, I won't take nothing less. Done with all these feelings, cut the heart out of my own chest. Now I'm feeling better. And that's for whoever thought that they could tear me down. It brought me so much stormy weather. But I'm the dagger bitch, and ODB's a witted nigga. Mr. Big Ol' Booty Flipper, aka. The way it has to be. These people have the audacity to try to play me like that bullshit music they download corruptly. But I'm mad to see that I can sleep. Dagger's gonna let them storm. They ask me to come back, I'll say, you had a chance, so step aside. Don't wanna have to run you over. My life is like a bullet train. The conductor is a weak smoker. Plus he ain't never sober. His hot screen is positive. Schwarzenegger with it.
Come with me if you want to live.
You may never have your own CD. You may never be on TV. So fuck them, smoke more weed.
Because they blind and they can't see.
You may never have your own CD. You may never be on TV. So fuck them, they can't see. FOZB.
Why did you lie to me, Robert? You're just like the other.
What lie?
You know what lie.
Oh, you mean the Fidel Castro JD birthday party lie? Look, everybody lies. I love it when people lie to me. It means they care enough to spare my feelings.
I heard you tell your friend I was crazy. Is that what you think? You think I'm crazy? It's why you wanted me to leave. Do not lie to me. Hello?
You got him, girl?
Yeah, I got him. Now remember, none of this was your fault. This man took your weekend from you. 2 days you'll never get back. You gotta kill him.
This your boy KY's the Lyrical Psycho, self-explanatory music.
Yeah, man.
You're now tuned in to West Coast Wednesday, Hump Night, with the Dagger.
But when it comes
Bang
down,
Out Radio.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday, Hump Night. Dagger, Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right,
I'm a little busy, but
good.
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Ms. Jasmine Wallace, welcome. Still good?
Hey. Hi,
How
Jasmine.
Are you?
Hello, ladies.
Sorry about having your hold like that. You know, I was going on one of my little rants about the Pimp game real quick, so I had to apologize. I had to apologize off top real quick. And this drink ain't helping out that much either, so it's like. Oh, shit. All right. All right, story. Wait, no, wait. Koya had a question first before I get into story time. Okay, Koya's question. Haven't had one of these in a while. What's up?
Oh, okay. I had another question, but I forgot about it. But it's a question I've been wanting to know. Okay, so it's this man, right? He's gay. That's a gay guy, right? And there's this guy, and he's married and he have kids, but she's fucking a gay guy. So does that make him gay? Even though
does that make him what?
Even though he don't.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
wait,
yes,
it
does.
I'm
yes.
I'm waiting on the question.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Yes, it does. He's giver and not the receiver.
I'm glad y'all, I still didn't caught the question. Hold on. All right, we got the fag. We got the gay guy. We got the gay guy. And
okay,
then we got a
gay
woman fucking the gay guy?
No.
Oh,
no,
the guy fucking the gay
men.
Guy.
It's two men. One is gay. He do the whole thing. He do the growing. He do all of that. He receives everything. But the other guy, he don't like these. He don't be with the gay guy like that. He don't be kissing him. He don't take it in the butt. He just give it in the butt. Does that make him gay?
Yeah, he's
gay.
He's gay because he's inside a man's booty, right?
Yeah, you're inserting a man. You're gay. What the fuck? There's certain things that should be obvious. I mean, what the fuck kind of question is that?
Okay, well, look. Okay, now, boom. Okay, well, boom. What's the difference between a man doing it in a woman's ass?
Because it's still a woman.
It's just fucking him in the ass.
It's still a woman.
Okay,
so what? A woman's
because
ass
that's
a man's
not the only hole he can slip into.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Not the only hole he can slip into.
You know what I mean? Like,
let's be honest.
No way.
If a nigga fucking me and he slips,
I've heard this argument before. Look, I've heard this argument before. Because motherfuckers be like, well, dudes be gay. If you do a girl in the booty hole, you can do a guy in the booty hole. I mean, but I've heard this from girls trying to explain why they don't want a nigga to fuck them in their ass. You know what I mean? It's from girls saying this shit.
Oh, my
God. You know what I mean? It's never, no dude is going to say that unless he homosexual. It ain't going to come from no guy. A girl uses it as a ploy or something. Like, nah, why you going to fuck me in my ass? That just means you fucking dudes in their ass and shit. Like, a girl try to use that to, like, get a nigga off of her. You know what I mean? Like,
it's a real man, and he married, and he got kids, and his wife don't be doing that.
That's all just for show.
White man.
So I mean, it's either that, or he just wants some boot. If he can't even find a prostitute that'll let him stick it in her booty hole or whatever, then he gay. That's gay. Period. If you just want ass that bad, you either go to jail or you go get you a prostitute or something, or you talk your wife into it.
Oh my God.
There's no way around this that you're going to make it okay.
Oh my gosh. I can't.
So I hope I answered your question.
Because this white man that
used to work at my
hotel.
And now he's white, so now he's really gay, because, you know, white people be on the funny shit.
No, so, the funny part, let me tell you.
Oh, my God.
White man, okay, he would come into my store, like, he's gay, like, he's real gay. We would sit there, and we would look in the magazines and stuff, and we'd be like, oh, he's cute, good luck. So he told me he was having an affair with this black married man. And he said he don't want to admit that he's gay because he has a wife and kids or whatever, and we don't do nothing. Because
that's just
for
show. A lot of niggas are scared out here. You know there's a lot of undercover motherfuckers out here nowadays. You know what I mean? A lot of them out here fucking with each other. They out here fucking with these trannies and shit. These niggas out here, because you know why? Here's I don't understand. It's not like it's women's fault. Ladies, it's y'all fault. because the world is just fucked up.
What?
I'm sorry, why?
Oh,
here we go.
Yeah,
I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah,
here we go. I'm gonna tell you right
men
here.
Wanna, men
want to
put
this is gonna be what I wanted to talk about, but since we're here, you know what I mean? I'm gonna fuck it. We're gonna go here. Here's why. Because, all right, shit is just too fucked up. We've already talked about how people go back and forth all day. Like, he fucked me over, she fucked me over, you know, this, that. I'm gonna play him, I'm gonna play her. Blase, blase, this, that. We already had established that right now. There's a lot of females out here playing these games with their pussy. There is one or two things. Either they're giving it up way too much, but they're only giving it to certain people. You know what I mean? Or there's some that aren't giving it up enough, but are out there like playing the role. You know, playing really dumb games. You know, trying to ration out shit. You know, ladies have all kind of tactics for shit.
Okay,
you know
we'll
what I mean?
Get to the part where this makes it our fault that niggas is sticking it in each other's asses. Like, that's okay. Like, no, you're trying to do it like it's our fault. No,
like,
get to the point.
Niggas, but it's not even really niggas' fault. It's mainly the gay guys' fault. I'm even take it there.
Oh, wait,
because
you just went from it. What is your fault?
I'm growing up. I'm going to bring it all together. Hold on. I'm going to bring
it all together.
Okay,
bring
it
all together.
Let me put it this way. Everybody has a hand in it. Can I say it that way then? Everybody has a little hand in it. Because there's a lot of gay dudes out there preying on these dudes, on these niggas. Like, you know what, man, don't worry about that. I'll do this, that, or whatever. You ain't got to say nothing. Tell nobody this, that, or whatever. Like I said, all these trannies out here, niggas don't give a fuck. This is a lot
so
of
niggas. So wait, it's our fault
that
niggas don't give a fuck? No, wait a minute.
Yeah, because,
you should give
like
a fuck that you out here putting your dick in somebody else's ass.
Nobody cares
right?
about family. There's no loyalty anymore. You know what I mean? Everybody's just doing whatever the fuck they want
to.
And then it's all, so.
So you're putting your dick in another man's ass, and then it's okay because you're being
whatsoever.
Quiet about
don't it. Get it twisted
it's okay because
that
you're being quiet about it. Like, no, that's not okay. Like, I'm trying to understand.
Because niggas just feel like, okay, if I can go bust my nut real quick and nobody's going to know about it or anything like that, then okay, fine. You know what I mean? That's just what it goes
down.
Wait,
it's all these hoes. We just got off the conversation about hoes. Now,
hoes is expensive.
It's all these hoes out here.
There's some expensive ass hoes. Sometimes niggas don't. I'm telling you, sometimes niggas don't got
the
money for that.
No. Okay, but even then, you could still. It's hoes out here just giving it to niggas.
What if a straight. What if a straight guy gets some hair from a gay guy? Is that gay?
Yes. I mean, any male-on-male activity is gay, just like any female-on-female activity is gay, although female-on-female shit is a lot more attractive.
But that's the exception to the rule, though. See, that's what I don't get when it comes down to that either. Like, okay,
You gotta go to. Two girls kissing look sexier than two guys kissing. That's just how we're wired, unless you're gay
that's
or unless you just really feel
though.
Like whatever. That's just it just looks
that's
wrong.
Your opinion.
Period.
But that doesn't excuse the fact that it's gay.
Nobody said it wasn't gay. Nobody said it. We're not denying the gay factor here. Trust.
Okay, it is gay.
We're not denying that at all. What I'm just simply saying is it's more socially acceptable to look over when you're sitting at dinner or something like that somewhere, and you look over and you see two girls kiss each other. It's like, oh, okay. And you see two dudes kiss each other. It's like, ugh. It's just natural. I'm sorry, at least for me. I can't speak for everybody.
If
for
I
me,
look over and I see two females kissing, I'd be like, oh, look, they gay. They gay already. They gay, look.
All right, but you're not going to think, ugh. But do you think, ugh?
No, I don't think so.
All right, and you see two dudes over there tonguing it up and shit, and you see two dudes over in the corner all tonguing it up and shit, all down each other's throats, rubbing each other in the back of their heads. That shit is nasty. Period.
Okay.
Not...
I get what you're saying, but I'm just saying.
Okay, thank you. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Thank you. Thank you. That's all I'm saying.
Just because me and you think that's nasty, some girls might think that's sexy.
Well,
but that's what I'm saying, though. There's
overall.
A double standard when it comes
to that. We're saying that it's social. All I'm saying is that it's more, and you, this is a fact. I'm sorry. It's just more. You can take it as a homework assignment. You can ask 10 people the question we just asked right now. You know what I mean? Yes, it is a double standard. We're not saying it's right, but it's socially acceptable for two girls to kiss each other before two guys kiss each other. That's just what it is, period. You can't deny that.
So I can go and I can kiss a girl right now and the nigga be turned on.
It looks so hot. It looks so hot unless he's an ugly or fat girl. Just don't go kissing no ugly girls. At least kiss a cute one.
Don't go kissing no ugly.
Damn. Okay, quick story time. Let's get the story time real quick. Cause we got I don't know how you got me on the gay subject, man. I be trying to stay away from that shit. Only Koya talking about fucking niggas in the ass.
I was having a conversation with the white man, and it had came to my mind. I don't know why it came to my mind.
We'll save it for another show.
And he's black and strong and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my gosh. Please, no. I can't deal with that. Please, no. I just can't deal with
it. I can't deal. Shocks me as well. But anyway, here's my story. Here's why it's hard. Here's why it's hard being me sometimes. Here's why it's hard being 4DB. Because the name itself, and again, for those that don't know, once more time, Fold the Bitches. That's why. That's where 4DB Witty came from. And I did not dub myself that. My homeboys dubbed me that when we created the Witty Gang and everything like that, this group and everything. So they dubbed me that because apparently whenever it comes to bitches or some kind of flipping or some kind of activity, sexual or anything like that, I am always involved. So that's where they came up with that name for me. Although it's not always true, this is where they came from. Now, remember that as in the story I'm telling right now. I go to this function, right? Go to the function. I ain't been out in a while, so I go out. The homegirls come through with me. We go out to the function. It's a Witty Gang function. It's not at a club or anything. The homies, you know, they put up a little tent in their yard, you know, DJ, you know, just private party and everything like that. But it was cracking. Free drink all night, you know, turn up, dance, this, that, or whatever. So I go, dance, chill, hang out, party, do what we do. You know what I mean? Then I roll out, take my ass the fuck home. You know what I mean? I don't think nothing of the day. You know, had a good night. You know, everything's okay. Now, of course, here's the next day. Should have known something was up already when the first nigga who hit me up was the homie. I'm not gonna put his name out there right now, but the homie hit me up the next day. The first thing he say to me, and like I said, I'm just now waking up, because like I said, I was turned up, so I'm just now waking up. It's already like 12, 1 o'clock. So, like, this nigga waking me up out of my sleep from the party. Like, nigga, what the fuck? Like, you know, like, what the fuck is going on? Like, nigga, but he's obviously still, I think, still either turned up from the party or still going or whatever, never slept or whatever, because you know, you can tell when somebody's just on. This nigga, hey, my nigga, what the fuck? Nigga, hey, what's up, man? Hey, man, what was you doing, man? Was you fucking a bitch in the back of the party last night? I'm like, whoa, like, nigga, like, hold up. Like, yeah, nigga, you was flipping in the back of the party last night, man. I saw you did it. I'm like, hold on, my nigga. Look, this is, and I hate getting waking up to bullshit. You know when you just freshly wake up out your sleep, and the first thing, either maybe a text message or a call, or maybe somebody in your household or something like that, but the first thing you encounter is some bullshit, it fucking throws off your deck. So this is the first thing I encounter. I'm like, nigga.
You Sequoia, shut up. What my mom does.
I'm like, my nigga, I wasn't fucking no bitch in the back of the party that is this, that, or whatever. Like, nah, it wasn't me. Like, nah, nigga, that was you. I swear. Like, nah, nigga, you didn't see me. Because, nah, it wasn't me. Like, nah, nigga, you didn't see me. I said, you know, if I do something, if I do some freaky shit or whatever, you know, we'll get to that part later. But, nigga, nah, it wasn't me.
So did you really do it, though?
No, I didn't. I really didn't do it. No, on everything, I didn't do it. That's what pisses me off about the situation. Because, look, let me explain. As I explain the situation, you'll come to discover that, nah, that don't sound like anything I would do. But this is what I meant. So I'm thinking it's done. You know what I mean? I told them, like, nah, it wasn't me. Another day go by, come us. I get another call from the other homie. Hey, oh, what the fuck was you doing at the back of the party? Like, like the whole story again, but from somebody else. Yeah, they said you was back there, you and somebody else was back there flipping a bitch, and now there was used condom wrappers and bloody tissue everywhere and this, that, and nobody cleaned up and all this. I'm like,
what's the bloody
did you come from? That's
what I'm saying. Apparently, look, let me tell you. Let me tell you what they said. Because it's always when somebody talking about you, or somebody trying to throw you in some shit. It's always they. You know, nobody wants to say who specifically said something. You know what I mean? It's always they. So here's apparently what happened at the party. Like I said, here's apparently what happened. Apparently, me and somebody else was in the cut. Like, the party was, like, in the front, and then you have the house, and there's, like, a side walkway or some shit down the side or some shit over there. Apparently, me and somebody else was flipping some bitch on the side of the house who was either on her period or it started during the process or whatever, so they tried to clean up or whatever. They just left everything over there, this, that, or this is a story. Now, apparently... And apparently they were told, they heard from them that it was a tall, light-skinned nigga in the white hat, this, that, whatever. Like, I'm like, oh, so of course I'm the tall, light-skinned nigga in the white hat. Now, again, like I said, all this is, so the other homie hit me up talking about, now this nigga talking about the other homie trying to catch my fade because he feels like I totally disrespected his people's house. And, you know, I done went all off board, this, that, whoop, whoop, or whatever, done all kind of crazy shit. I'm like, are y'all fucking serious? Like, are y'all, like, this don't sound nothing like me, like, whatsoever. But, okay, so I called the other homie, like, yo, man, I don't know what the fuck's being said. I told this nigga the next day that it wasn't me. So now if this nigga's still talking about it was me saying this, that, woo, woo, boy, whatever, I'm going to have an issue with him. So I'm going to get to that in a minute. But I'm telling you, nigga, I ain't disrespected your house. That wasn't me. Nigga, my peoples was out of their house like for a fucking week. Nigga, I had an open house. Why would I need to fuck some bitch in the back of your shit on the side of the house when I got an open house all to myself that I can do whatever the fuck I want to in? My nigga, that shit don't make no fucking sense. And then number two, you know what I mean? It's like, and then I have to, and then again, like I said, I only explain myself to certain people. I explain certain shit, like I said, to the homies and everything. When there's a misunderstanding, I'll explain myself. Out here on Bang Out Radio, you know what I mean? I explain myself to y'all because I want y'all to know what's going down. It's very rare that I explain myself because I just try to avoid certain situations, especially when it's on some bullshit. You know what I mean? Because none of that shit makes sense. I was, and it's just my fault because, again, I was in the area. And then it's funny because when I went back there, it made me think, like, hold on, what the fuck? Because the ladies I was with, one of them had to go to the bathroom. They had little porta potties and shit out there. So she was having an issue about having to use the porta potty. So I'm like, well, you either got to use the porta potty or you got to cop a squat somewhere. Like, I don't know what you want to do. So she went to the porta potty, but didn't want to be in the porta potty by herself. So I was over there by the porta potty, and then I had walked to the back. Now, when I walked to the back, I saw some guy and some fat bitch. I don't know what the fuck they was doing. I wasn't trying to pay attention because I noticed it was a dude and it was a fat bitch. I don't care what they doing. Nothing about that is attractive to me. I don't even want to see it. You know what I mean? So I walked back, but just because I guess I was in that area and I came from back, because as soon as she came out the porta potty, and then I wasn't back in that area no more. Somebody told them that the tall, light-skinned dude, like I said, I don't know where the fuck this came from. You know what I mean? Like, but this is what I mean. As far as 4DB goes, for the bitches, because, again, one of the close homies was like, when he first heard it, his first thought was like, oh, that nigga old nasty, that nigga dagger nasty. That was his first thought. But then the story started coming out slowly or whatever, and then more and more was like, nah, that ain't him. He ain't do that. But it's like, don't just throw my name in random shit. And, again, I think I'm kind of like the outsider because the other person whose name was in it, it's like they house, got like a baby mama, this, that, woo-woop or whatever. So if shit got blown up on that end, you know, shit would get real, you know, hectic over there, I guess, in a sense. So, but then don't fucking use me as a scapegoat if we're all supposed to be over here partying, having home, you know, being homies and shit, this, that, or whatever. You know, it's kind of a fucked up situation. I'm kind of in the middle of how I should feel about this. But it's just cold how they get thrown under the bus like that just because I'm 4DB, just because it's me. Because if it's just some flipping going on. But again, none of that shit. No, again, don't deal with blood. Red means stop. That means don't not enter, don't go, you know what I mean? Nah, that shit's not happening. Number two, if I was trying to flip or get some pussy at the homie's house or whatever, I asked the homies first. Like, hey, man, can I take this bitch over here on the side of the corner, you know what I mean? Because like, it's the homies. Like I said, the least I could do is ask. You know, so just that whole thing was suspect. I mean, I don't know what I'm upset worse about is just the fact that what they think I did or what they thought I was capable of. You know what I mean? Like, did y'all really think that, or did you really think that I was capable of some shit like that? Because, nah, y'all got me seriously fucked up on so many levels. Oh, man, but, yeah, that shit just, ugh. Because
now you
live
in the corner fucking a bitch on her kid.
Yeah, exactly. That's what the story. No, I was flipping. Not only me and some other nigga was flipping, was tag teaming a bitch on a period. That's what we was doing at the party.
Oh, that's
what
gross.
We was doing.
And then we just
wiped it off. And then we just wiped our dicks off and shit with bloody daffy
and
shit.
It.
Just left
no.
all that shit right there and just
rolled
out. That's what I did.
No,
bro. That's what I was supposed to do.
That's so nasty. Oh,
like,
my
God. Like, get the
God.
Fuck up out of here, man. Like I said, Jagger's a freak. Don't get it twisted. ODB is with it, but there are certain things I'm just not going to do. Like I said, I have my guidelines. I have my shit. So I was like, don't. Once certain shit started coming out, like, some of the homies was like, nah, that ain't him. That ain't him. He ain't doing woo or that. But some people still like, man, he, no. Like, and the sad part is, there are those people out there that somebody did it. That's the even worse
part.
I don't even know who it was. I didn't want to know who it was. It wasn't me. I want to know who it was. Because who does that? That's what I'm saying. Who does that?
They did. Whoever did it, did it.
They
done.
Did it. But then, like I said, don't throw me. Like I said, girl, I'm a grown-ass motherfucking man, dog. I don't need to do, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not, don't need none of that extra. It's not going to happen. Never go. But yeah, that was just.
Oh,
was
real
amazing.
Shit.
Huh?
That's a horrible situation.
It's a horrible situation to be in because, like I said, the homies is all mad at me because he think like, because I know what he's thinking. He's like, how the homie gonna do that? And they just like really just be disrespectful all outside the house and everything like that. Like I said, but I wouldn't be, my nigga. That's the point. Like, you know, and that's. Like I said, I don't know what that really bothers me or whatever, but it's like, man, certain things you shouldn't even have to question, my nigga. Like, sitting like that, man, you don't even have to question when it comes to me, man. I do way too much for people. You know, I've been said many things, you know what I mean? I don't cross niggas that I don't need to cross. I'm not that type of person. I don't cross certain boundaries, you know what I mean? I'm more of a cautionary person anyway. So like I said, at the very least, If I would have asked you something about fucking somebody or whatever at your house, and then something like that may pop up, then you might have had a little something like that or whatever. But, you know, I ain't say nothing about it. So, but like I said, I just don't know. I don't know where I'm going to go with that on that one. Because, like I said, that shit really fucked me in a sense, too. Because, like I said, the whole this nigga just does whatever. And then I'm the nigga who's the, I've said it many times before, and I'm the Chamber of Secrets. I said it many times, Harry, I'm the one who knows everybody's secrets. Ain't snitched on niggas about what they be doing, this, that, woo, whatever. You know what I mean? When niggas get in trouble with certain people, they blame me. So, because I'm always a scapegoat in those situations. And I take those, because you know what I mean? You the best friend, you know what I mean? You're supposed to take those situations sometimes. Like, but just random people throwing me under the bus for God knows what and this and that, like, nah. It ain't. That's what females do. Like, no offense to y'all, but I'm just saying, that's what females do.
Yeah,
females do
right.
That shit all the time. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
okay.
Like, what the fuck? And worst case scenario, and even, here's my thing even at that. Worst case scenario, say I did do it. Just for the sake of argument, say I did do it. My nigga, you gonna snitch on me that fucking fast? Like, nigga, that nigga did it right there, him. Even if I did do it, what kind of nigga is you? What kind of homie is you?
You couldn't even get a good night's sleep.
You know what I mean?
You couldn't even get a good night's sleep.
You're going to rap me out, even if it was me. Was it? You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of.
I couldn't even wake up out of my own dream, nigga. You already snitching on me.
Like, this fuck. So, yeah, I'm sorry. I had to share my story. But, yeah, it was just a fucked up situation to be in all the way around. Like I said, and then to have to wake up to that shit. And then it's like, and then when you think something's dead, like I said, I told the dude who supposedly was spreading the rumors and shit, I told him first, like, nigga, it wasn't me. And then for me to tell you no, and then for you to keep going and steady on, throwing my name under the bus, this, that, woo, or whatever, for it to come back around, like, two more, three more times, like, nah, that's fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, but again, I walk in the truth, so it's on the truth shall prevail.
Like, nah,
we're going to find out who did it. We're going to update the story at the same time. We're going to find out who nasty ass was out there fucking. And if it was that fat bitch, this is what I always say all the time. How many times do I say it? Fat bitches just don't say no. Then I say that all the time, no matter what I'm in, no matter what the situation
that's
is.
Nasty. Oh my God. Ew.
Real Bang Out. Excuse me. Sorry.
I've been drinking, y'all. I'm sorry. My liquor is beautiful right now, so I ain't gonna deny it. It's so great. I feel beautiful. Yeah, you guys can find me on Twitter. Follow the station on Twitter. And, yeah, music. You guys can send me your music at queenveve1991@gmail.com. Again, that is queenveve1991@gmail.com. Yeah, y'all talk to me. I'll talk back.
Yeah, there it is, y'all. Y'all know. The dagger. LOS, hold on. I'm trying to focus. shit. This is like they kicked. Oh, yeah. I'm feeling good myself. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Back to business. Dagger.bangoutradio. Wait. Dagger.bangoutradio. What the fuck am I doing? Okay. I was doing something. Okay.
You were sending out your email. That's what you was doing.
No, I wasn't doing. I was giving my email, but I wasn't supposed to be giving out my email yet. I usually got a little script here, but let me do this. Okay, the Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, West Coast Wednesdays, Hum Nights. Hope y'all enjoy tonight. Like I said, I don't know. Y'all never know what the conversation is gonna go. Y'all never know who's out there listening. So again, if we offended anybody, this, that, or whatever. Tough luck.
Oh, well.
You know, tough shit. I don't care. Yo. Because, again, this is Bang Out Radio. This is Reality Radio. This is how we get down. It's all about, like I said, it's all about reality no matter what. Keep it 100, 1,000%. But, again, I only speak on my experiences. I only talk about what I know. I don't represent all niggas. I don't represent all men. I don't represent the whole black community. Number one, I'm not a fucking role model. All right, I'm not. But at the same time, I've seen a lot. I've been through a lot. Some of the craziest shit in the world, and I understand a lot of things. So, again, I know it's a chance to, you know, exchange ideas, get some shit off our chest, you know, things like that. Like I said, tonight, talking about Miley Cyrus, gay people and shit, you know, fucking, my crazy ass story, you know, you never know what you're going to hear. You never know who's listening. You never know what's going to happen over here on Bang Out Radio. So that's why you always got to tune in to find out, all right? And then again, it's all word of mouth, all right? We got the Twitter. We have a new Facebook page as well, so make sure, like I said, I'm not going to ask y'all to go like stuff and everything like that. If you find it, you like it, then you like it. If not, not. I'm not about to do that. Like my shit for liking yours. We don't do that over here, y'all. I'm telling y'all that. I don't care like that. I don't personally. I'm just being honest. You know what I mean? If you fuck with us, then fuck with us, all right? If you don't, keep it pushing. One or the other. It's your choice, all right? We're going to be here regardless, no matter what. We're going to hold it down for us. We're going to hold it down for the independent artists. Again, we want to be the spot. If anybody's talking about independent artist music, if anybody's talking about independent thought processes, if anybody's talking about fucking real reality, fuck what they going on TV, fuck what everybody else got going on, let them know that this is where it's at. All right, Bang Out motherfucking radio. That's not what it is, but it's Bang Out Radio. But, yeah, Bang Out motherfucking radio. That's what you tell people, all right? Let them know where they can find us at. You can Google us. We're going to pop up. We're on Facebook, Twitter now. Like I said, shit's going to happen. We growing. But we're in this all together, all right? It ain't just us. It ain't just me. It ain't just Queen. It's everybody. It's the people that listen. It's the music. It's the musicians. The people that's doing the music. We all in this, all right?
Right.
Let's make it pop. Let's make it pop, and let's do it, and let's take this shit as far as we can, all right? Shout out to Lavish Entertainment again. Make sure y'all check that out for the showcases. Make sure y'all check out his website. Make sure y'all support those. And support Bang Out Radio, all right? And we're going to ride out with Ashley Martinez. This is my shit right here, because she don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck over here, all right? We out. See y'all on Fuck You Fridays. Oh, wait, I got to do it real quick. Fuck You Fridays coming up 6 to 8. Slap Sundays every Sunday, 7 to 9. Triple M Show every Monday. All music, more music Monday, 7 to 9. And then right back here again next week on West Coast Wednesday, something nice, 9 to 11, Adult Matters and Adult Topics. God, I love boy. I got to love my job, y'all. Holla at y'all later. We'll see y'all. See y'all on the next show. We out.
Okay. Would you let us love? Would you drink some? I don't care what you know. I will be on my way. Come in my feet.